Matt, what's been the bye week like? Rather out of the ordinary over with that organization, everything that's going on. What's it been like?
Obviously, we got to get away a little bit, which was nice. But, came back, had some changes. That part of it is always difficult when you see, people that you spend a lot of time with go. But at the same time, we've just got to go out there and focus on this week. That's our biggest obstacle this week is the Packers. You got to go out there and be ready to play those guys.
What's the mood like? Is it a excitement or fresh start? What's the mood there?
I think so. I think guys came back refreshed, ready to go. Excited about the second half of the season. Some of the new stuff, that we'll be doing. Both offense, defense, special teams, all of it. Just get ready to go and play a good game.
Yeah, but from the practical standpoint, you're hearing a new voice. You're making changes. You got an uncertain front office. Who knows what Jim's future? I mean, just how hard is it to kind of just get yourself back into a game-to-game mode, week-to-week mode?
That's what we've been doing our whole lives, honestly. So we've dealt with all sorts of, what people want to call, things that could get you off rail. But, for us, that's what we do as players. We focus on what we're supposed to focus on and go out and play on Sundays. And I don't expect it to be any different this week.
I know you've been asked this question a million times, so I apologize for it. But how would you answer this question when I asked you what's wrong, what's been wrong, what happened?
I don't think you can put your finger on one thing. When you lose 7 in the first 8, it's not just one thing. We didn't play good enough football. We didn't play winning football. Enough times to get wins and. You could look at probably every position group and find errors and ways to get better. It's on us to clean those up and play better.
Kind of an obvious question here, but you guys were one bad call from the divisional round. Just how frustrating is this fall been?
Last year is last year, honestly. This league is a year-to-year league, and we understand that. It's more, frustrating from the point of this year than it has any, it doesn't really have much to do with last year for us.
They've got some frustrations here too, Matt. Would you give us your thoughts on that?
I think they're, obviously the Packers are a really good football team. They're playing well. Had a couple of tough losses, but a very talented team top to bottom and has been, they've been in every single game they've played. So they're tough to beat, especially in Green Bay. But we'll put a game plan together, go up there and play well.
You ever think about that run of 24 in a row here?
Not really, honestly.
I remember talking to Jason Hansen about that, for 19 years, and it just never happened. He just thought it was more curious than driving you crazy.
Yeah, no, it doesn't eat at us too much. We just understand that we got to go up there and play well enough to win. It's a tough place to win, and we understand that. Just got to go up there and play well.
Yeah, I know you're just kind of asking about the what's been gone wrong question, so I'll narrow it down to offense where you guys are. 31st in scoring, which is hard to believe when you got you and Kelvin and those guys out there. Can you put your finger on a few things that haven't gone right for you guys on your side of the ball?
There's been a couple of different things. We obviously haven't hit enough big plays in the passing game. We need to run the ball better. We need to protect the quarterback a little bit better. I need to do a better job of getting the ball out. There's a lot of different things when you're at that point.
What do you think of the future of Abdullah?
I think he's a talented guy. He's got some big playability. It's on me to make sure I get him in some good spots and find a way to give him the ball and let him do his thing.
Do you need a run game? You've put up some big numbers without much of one over the years, but would it help you, do you think?
I think it helps every quarterback. It's something that's important, especially late in the year. Being able to run the ball in some bad weather games is always a plus. But there's no doubt we got to be better in all phases.
What have you seen from Green Bay's defense after they started pretty well here, but the last three games they've been picked apart a bit by some good quarterbacks.
They've got a really talented front seven, guys that can get after the passer, stop the run, all that. And in the back end, they've got talented players, just young in some spots, and then possibly banged up too. So as far as talent goes, they're as good as anybody we've played this year, especially up front, rushing the passer and stopping the run.
Yeah, I know you saw Matthews at inside linebacker in that game here last year. I guess what do you see with Clay this season?
You know, more of the same. They move him around. They try to create matchups. He's obviously a very talented player. Plays extremely hard. You know, he's adapted to that inside linebacker role very well. No doubt he would when he moved there. Just as good of an athlete as he is and as hard of a worker. So, you know, he's a really good player. He's playing well inside. And when he does get his opportunities on the outside to rush, he makes them count.